You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Hi, thanks for joining. Welcome back. It's Parshas Vayakhel. I'd like to share with you an insight, an idea. Chassam Sofer tells us something fundamental. The Torah begins, the Parsha begins, Vayakhel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people. It uses that lashon of kahal vayakhel. But we know that the Jews are all there together. It says, al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, right? Es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer points out, you know why the Torah uses a lashon of vayakhel, a lashon of gathering? And he explains, Dihine lo shayach kehila v'tzibor v'chibor be'ovrei avera. It is not shayach, a kehila, or a tzibor, or a real connection with ovrei avera, with those who transgress averos, sins. V'afilu alpayim him, even if there are many, hakol ki yechidim nechshavim, each one is considered individual on their own. Each one is considered nifrat, separate from each other. A kehila, by definition, means it's their people are part of a unified whole of growth, of development, of emes, of Torah, of Yerushalayim, of Avas Hashem. When you have a group of people all doing wrong, all serving idols, all transgressing, all sinning, then you're right from an external perspective. It looks like they have a union. They're all together. Look how many. It looks like they're all in it together. But they're not. Each one is in there for their own reason, for their own sake. They're not really unified. It's not a shame, kihila. And that's why specifically now the Torah uses a lashon of vayakhel right after the kapara of Yom Kippur. And Moshe comes down the mountain. And this is after the Chet Ha'egel. After that, now they can be called a kehila. You're right. What do you mean? They were all together dancing around the Egel, weren't they? That sounds like they were. It looks like they were unified. They were all distributing and giving of their own stuff to the Egel. They were all focused on the same cause and dancing around the Egel. Doesn't it look like they had unity? The Chiddush is that they might look like they have unity, but if they're involved in an Avera, there is no unity. Each one is involved in their own thing, doing their own, they have their own agenda. And it's really a Mefurash Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, chapter 5, Mishnah Yud Zayin, Mishnah 17, the Mishnah tells us, Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim, any machlokes that is for the sake of heaven, sofa l'hiskayim. So that its end will be that it will endure. It basically it won't really have an end. It's gonna go forth. V'shein l'shem shemayim, if it's not for the sake of heaven, ain sofa l'hiskayim, then it's not gonna last. And it gives a prime example of a machlokes that's l'shem shemayim between Hillel and Rishamai. Zumachloikis Hillel v'Shamai. And now it gets really interesting. V'she'enu l'shem shemayim, and what's a machlokes that's not shem shemayim, that's not for the sake of heaven? You know what the quintessential machlokes is that's not for the sake of shemayim? Zumachloikis Korach v'chladaso. This is the machlokes of Korach and his assembly. Now the commentaries point out, it should say, Zumachloikis Korach. This is the machlokas between Korach and Moshe and Aaron, right? Because those are the ones who were arguing against each other. It was Moshe and Aaron on one side versus Korach. Here it says, Zumachlokas Korach v'chladaso. It's almost as if it's saying the machlokas between Korach and his assembly. But the assembly was on his side, weren't they? My Rebbe said no. You see, because when there's a machlokas that's not l'shem shemayim, then all the parties involved, they're really arguing against each other. So you're right, standing on one side of the mountain was Korach and all the 250 men, v'chol hadaso. But each one of them were essentially arguing with each other because it wasn't a kahila. Rather, they were all the ovrei avera. They were all doing their own thing. They each had their own agenda. So really, they were having this machlokis internally. And that's why it uses that lashon. In fact, my Rebbe pointed out, this is from Rabbi Levine, a Rebbe of mine from Yeshiva. He points out, you know, in the tefillah that we say when we leave the Beis Medrash, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have placed my chilak miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, from those who dwell in a Beis Medrash, velo samta chelki miyoshvei kranos, and that you have not placed my chilak in those who dwell in the corners. And he notices something interesting. When it comes to the Yoshvei Beis Medrash, it uses the singular. It says a Yoshvei Beis Medrash, those who sit in a Beis Medrash, a study hall. Yet when it comes to the Yoshvei Kronos, it's plural, those who dwell at the corners. And it's the same vart once again, because when it comes to a Beis Medrash, you could be in a Beis Medrash here in Eretz Yisrael. Well, not here, I'm in Baltimore. You could be in a Beis Medrash in Baltimore, a Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, a Beis Medrash in London and New York, and a Beis Medrash every single city around the world. And it's still called Beis Medrash singular, because it's one, because there's one goal, because it's a kahila. It's all one. There's all this, there's no each individualist agenda. We're all learning God's Torah, we're all learning Torah, so we're all in it to win it. We're all in it together, even though we're in separate places. Yet when it comes to the Yoshvei Kronos, it's plural, because you could all even be in the same place, but it's multiple places within that place, because each one is involved. Each one has their own agenda. Each one has their own twist of why they're acting like this and why they're behaving. What's in it for me? And my friends, I want to give a perspective. And when we talk about L'shem Shemayim, for the sake of heaven, it means to live with a higher purpose. You know, so the Mishnah tells us that when it's L'shem Shemayim, is Sofa L'Hiskayim. But when it's not L'shem Shemayim, Ein Sofa L'Hiskayim. You know, the term Sofa and Ein Sofa. Ein Sof represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think about it, we want to connect to something beyond ourselves. When we connect to something, when we live in the realm of L'shem Shemayim, we're living for a higher purpose, something beyond ourselves. Humans are mortal, right? We have a start time and end time on this world. We come, and eventually we go. When we live with a higher purpose, L'shem Shemayim, when there's a higher calling and reason for our existence, and we're connecting to the Eibishter, then you know what? That we connect a little bit beyond ourselves. We become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an extent that's Sofa L'Hiskayim. It endures, right? It's everlasting. We connect to eternity when we're connecting L'shem Shemayim. I just wanted to close. The Gematria of Vayakel is 151, the same as Mikvah. And you know what's interesting? We mentioned Korach as the prime example of a machlokis that's not L'shem Shemayim, that's a lack of unity, that's not a kehila. And you know what's interesting? Korach is also the same letters, just rearranged as Kerach, an ice cube. Right? Isn't it interesting? A mikveh, water, is like the opposite. It's flowing. It's actual water. And there's a big difference. When it comes to ice, the molecules are going very, very slowly. And when you hit it, it shatters into smithereens. There's no real unification with all those shards. When it comes to water, it's different. Water, the property, the molecular property, scientifically speaking, there's osmosis, and there's cohesion, and there's adhesion. The water molecules stick together. And maybe it's an illusion, Vayakel Mikvah, it's the same Gematria, 151. Because a real kahila means that there's this real unification, like water, not like Korach and the Kerach and the ice cube, which just shatters, and where each person, v'chol adaso, each person, you have 250 different angles, each one in it for themselves. That's the Yoshvei Kronos. That's the Korach, Zumachlokes, Korach, v'adaso. My friends, let's connect to our kahila of the Jewish people, of people who are growing, people are Yirei Shemayim, people of Avas Hashem, and let us be of the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. And whether we're in a Beis Medrash here, or a Beis Medrash over there, or even over there, we're all considered one with the Torah, with the Ein Mayim El Torah, with the Mikvah, with the Vayakel. Let's connect to that and let's be one with each other. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Amir Tashem. We'll see you next time. All the best.